Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Scott Dudley, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
And if in your free time you want to go fishing for a great show on KXORadio.com, there are, if you click on the thing at the top, on the man at the top, you can get to Let's Talk About It podcast, which is this show, and it's podcasted, and it's wrapped up into a neat little digital bundle by Mario, the executive producer of the show, and yeah, and put up on the website. So if you hear shows that are useful for you, or you may think they may be useful for, I mean, that's always easier, right, to think, hey, look, that'd be a really good show for them, you know. But anyway, it's there. Click on it. Listen, KXO.com, or KXORadio.com, and find us there. Good morning. Welcome. I'm Scott. This is Maria Suggested. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness. 760-337-8874 is the phone number. We always appreciate your calls because it kind of adds some body to the show, that, you know, stuff out of our brains. And we're here today with Esther Castillo. Good morning, Esther.
Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Esther is an MFT intern, which means she's got her beginner's license, her driver's permit to be a therapist.
Yes.
And also a candidate or working towards her PhD.
I'm working towards my PhD. Just barely started a year ago, so it's barely beginning. So, yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
Really impressive. And you work as a mental health counselor for Imperial County.
Yes, I work as a mental health counselor for the Mental Health Service Act. I work for the Adult Dual Diagnosis and Adolescent Dual Diagnosis, and it's working with clients with co-occurring disorders, so clients with problems with mental health and drug abuse.
How is that for you?
Yeah, I like it. I love it. That's my passion.
You have, you know, just the very tough population, because you're not just dealing with the mental health, you're also dealing with your alcohol and drug addiction.
Tough, I would call it challenging, because I like it. And I think it's a very interesting, diverse population.
How about the most resilient people?
The most resilient. You know what? I enjoy working with the clients, and because my passion is through drug and alcohol, I enjoy it. It's beginning individual therapy. We have to get into intakes, have them do group sessions. It's really interesting. It really gives them, I'll connect to LinkedIn, get them case managers, doctors, get them all set up.
Great. Have you seen people like, you know, seize the moment, carpe diem, grab their day, take over, get their lives together, and exit?
Yes, I have. I have seen successful cases. Actually, since I've been there the last year, I have had a couple successful cases. Difficult. They didn't think they would ever.
Challenging.
Well, it's hard work.
Excuse me. That's exactly. Thank you, Maria. That's right. Challenging clients that literally they came in thinking, you know, I'm not going to get better. I'm wasting your time. Why am I even here? And I would all tell them, you know, give it a try. Let's see what we can do and work with it and go to the programs. They would go to drug and alcohol groups. They would go to their psychiatrist. They would come to therapy, and they did it. Mm. They were dedicated, and they came out. It was positive outcomes.
Well, and for anyone, right, the more you put into life, the more you're going to get out of it, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. In reality, they put a lot of the effort. I told them, you know, I walk with you. I walk with you one-on-one. You want to go forward, we go forward. You want to go backwards, we'll stay backwards. You know, it's a decision. And they put the effort. And they were very motivated. They were very motivated.
You'd think for people who have had to struggle through very difficult times that would almost build some strength and energy that they could then use that way, I guess.
Yeah, you know, they felt because they put so much energy, they didn't have the support. They didn't have nobody to listen. It's like, I'm telling the same story again, just somebody, what are you going to do for me? But the amazing thing is that our behavioral health and, you know, they're very supportive with all the clients that come in. And they really give everybody support, and they really make them feel that, you know, you're the person, you're special. This is what we're here for you. And they know it. So.
But today, we're going to talk about a different type of therapy.
Yes. I'm actually under, it's called FFT, Functional Family Therapy. Thank you. Functional Family Therapy, which basically began, we went to training in October. We initiated this whole project pretty much at the beginning of this year. It has been an interesting, very challenging yet exciting program.
Again, Ethereum is challenging.
Yeah, I said challenging. I don't want to say tough. I don't want to say difficult because I don't think it isn't.
People couldn't see you doing little quotation marks with your fingers. I know. They're challenging.
Just a quotation, exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting because it's wonderful. It's a whole new program that it's not. It doesn't have to be within our own agency. I mean, being at our office, we go to the homes.
And it's functional family, so I'm guessing this is for families?
This is for families to help them function, once again,
effectively. There it is, right in the name.
Function appropriately. Mm-hmm. Help them understand what's happening within the family dynamics.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.